do the roundup on the Temple Heights. So, to recap, we learned that there are gradations. Suppose you were approaching from the east, walking towards the west. You would see, initially, in the area of the Chel, you go through a low fence, a low wall, and you come into a magnificent wall, the magnificent door. That's the eastern door. You would enter through that door, and that would be the entrance to the Ezrat Noshim. You are here now. And you would continue walking on the same height, and then you would find 15 stairs to Shir HaMalot. If the Levites didn't play musical instruments here during Simchat Beit HaShoeva, that was the stage. You would go up those 15 stairs, and here is the Shah HaZoh of the Golden Gate. And you would go through this Golden Gate, or Shah HaNikanar. And here you would find yourself in Ezrat Yisrael, the Duchan, the stairs with the Levites playing, and the Kohen and blessing. And then you'd walk further along here, assuming you're a Kohen, and had something to do there, and you'd come to another 12 stairs and walk up here. Now, there's a wall here, and there's a wall here. A door here, a door here, and a door there. Who cares? Why is that relevant? Listen to this. Chapter 6, Halacha 5 tells us, Nimsa, according to everything we've learned with the different gradations, Karka Heichal, the Karka of the Heichal, the actual room in which that housed the Aron and then outside the menorah and the golden altar and the special showbread, and that outside area, Sha'ar HaMizrach Shal Har HaBayis, that the height of the Heichal was higher than the area of the eastern facade of the Har HaBayis, 22 amot, 22 amot higher. You do the math. 18 inches an amma. That's pretty tall. That's several stories. So if you were standing here and you were looking at this area, you were looking 22 amot up in the air. And that's what happens here. This is much, much higher. You don't really see it. This picture doesn't do it justice. But when the Rambam talks about the Karka of Har HaBayis, he's talking about right out here. And he says, if you're standing out here in the area of the Chel, you're looking at 22 amot higher. Sorry, not the area, outside the Chel. Outside the Chel. This is, I suppose it's outside the Chel. You're standing at the Har HaBayit itself, you're looking up 22 amot. Which could be as much as 48 feet. The story is an average 9 or 10 feet.
To the floor of the Heichal, right?
From the standing on the floor of Har HaBayit, looking up at the floor of the Heichal.
The
floor of the Heichal. The floor of the Heichal could have been 5 stories high. That's just the floor. This gives us a sense, right? So now, how does this work? Goiva Shar Har HaBayis, the Chel is 2 amot, which could be as much as 24 inches or 18 inches, right, each. So we're talking maybe 4 feet, maybe 3 feet, something like that. That's only 20 amot higher, minus 2 amot. Lefikach, therefore, ha'omed keneged Shar HaMizrach, a person who's standing right at the eastern door, he's never going to see the doorway to the Heichal. Why not? Think about it. You're standing here. What are you looking at? You're standing here. You're looking at the doorway here that's already 15 steps up. Can you see this door? No. Because the walls that are in front of you are simply too high. Because of this, they made the wall a little lower. This is lower than most of the temple walls. Why did they make this wall lower? They made this wall lower, and they made this wall even lower. Made these walls lower. The reason they made these walls lower is because here we have, let's say, what's called Shar Shushan, and we have the door of the Ezrat Noshim and Shar Nikanor. So the reason they made these wall lower is Kadeshiyehe HaOmed B'tzad Har HaMishcha. The person who's standing on the mountain called Mishcha should be Roa Pesach HaHechol, should be able to see the door of the Heichol. When he sprinkles the blood of the Pora Aduma corresponding to the door of the Heichal. Let me explain this. Yeah, but we're not talking about the ramp now because the ramp has nothing to do with the line of vision. Absolutely nothing to do with it.
The line of vision after the ramp to go in.
It has, but it has line of vision. The ramp does not aid or impede. It doesn't. Again, it doesn't impede your vision. It has nothing to do with your vision. We're talking here about vision now. This class is about vision. The Temple Mount, as you know it, the Kotel, that's the west side. So the opposite side of that, that's the east side. Mm-hmm. On the Temple Mount area, which was a mountain, on the west side, there was called the Tyropian Valley. There was a large valley. Today it's mostly not a valley, but still you have to go down a lot of steps when you're coming from like the Hebrew quarter, the Jewish quarter, all those steps. That's just part of it. Most of it is already filled with landfill. On the other side, we had what's called the Kidron Valley. It's a very deep valley. It's never been built up. And the Kidron Valley, across the Kidron Valley, to your south is Har HaZeitim, the world's oldest and largest Jewish cemetery. To the north of Mount of Olives is a mount called Scopus. On Mount Scopus, which is called in the Mishnah, Har HaMishcha, there was a special structure and an area was made exclusively for the purpose of burning the Parah Aduma, the red heifer. The red heifer was not brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The red heifer is across the valley in a different mountain. Now, when the Kohen is performing the Parah Aduma, he receives the blood of the Parah in his hand and he has to sprinkle the blood a number of times towards the direction of the Beit HaMikdash. He's facing the Heichal. The problem is he has to be able to see the Heichal. And that's where this picture comes in. So here, I hope that our viewers can see this picture as well. I filled in some color on the bottom. Can you see it?
Lift it up.
Back and up. Okay. So what we have here is the imaginary person with the Parah Aduma. Now, this is not the right incline. This is not a proper incline. But imagine the person is standing up over here. He has to, his line of vision has to go all the way across to see in the door of the Heichal. In order for him to see in the door of the Heichal, he's got to go across. He's seeing across what we call the Harabayit, mm-hmm. across what's called Ezrat Noshim, mm-hmm. across what's called the Ezrat Yisrael and Ezrat Kohanim, mm-hmm. and that's the reason that these walls are lower. Because if these walls were the same 20 Amot, then they would start at a number, they're starting higher, so they would go higher, and then this wall would be even higher. And if this wall was a 20 Amot high wall, you would not be able to see in the door. But this 20 Amot, since it starts on the bottom, this is 22 Amot higher over here. The line of vision was able to move its way across because of the elevation and because of the nature of the lower walls. The person that was standing all the way in this mountain here was able to see straight across to look into the actual Har HaBayit. So let's, into the actual Heichal. So let's take a look at this. If this is the door of the Heichal, this wall is lower, this wall is lower. The outside Heir wall is the full height. The wall of the Har HaBayit is 20 Amot. We can't see the wall of the Har HaBayit. With Shar Shushan, that's over here. We can't see that. Now, after we have the wall with the Shar Shushan, which is the full 20 Amot, we go into the Har HaBayit, this whole area of the Har HaBayit. And then we come to the Shar Shushan. And then we have the door of Ezrat Noshim. Pardon me, this Shar Shushan is out here. This is the door to Ezrat Noshim. And this is the door, which is called Nikanar. You have to be able to see straight through over all this to look into the Heichal, which was open. When you perform the Parah Aduma, you were looking straight into at the Holy of Holies. And that's the other technical reason that we required a Har HaBayit, a Beit HaMikdash, that was made in grades. The reason it was made in grades, because if it wouldn't be made, if the Heichal wouldn't be 22 Amot higher than the outside floor, across the mountain, you would never be able to see the doorway because it would be obscured by the high walls.
Because the Kohen could see it this way, from the top.
The Kohen could be able to see out
from
this
there,
way,
yeah.
Perhaps, but he had nothing to see. He didn't have a legal reason to see. That's not a reason to build this up. The reason we had to build the floor here 22 Amot higher than the floor here is because all the way across the valley, somebody had to be looking and he had to see over all this and look in the door. And the only way he'd be able to look in the door is if these gates and these gates were all lower.
He wasn't impeded with the vision on that wall?
He was not impeded with the vision because these are relatively lower walls, and therefore he would say, and what Erwin's saying is correct, it was a bridge that went across straight to the Har HaMishcha. He would look straight down the bridge and he would see straight through the doors of the Beis HaMikdash, but really looking above the walls ultimately, he would be able to see all these doors, but he'd be able to see directly into the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If it hadn't been done in the stage manner that it does, it would not be possible. Now, I told you in the beginning of this chapter that one of the reasons that we made it in the sense of grades, the Kiryas Sefer says, because it's important that it should be a har, a mountain. You're climbing up to holiness, you're getting higher and higher. But really, and of course, that's true. But the Rambam's chiddush, his novelty here in Halacha Hey, is that the reason it had to be this much higher, the reason that the grades had to be exactly so, to the point that it was 22 Amot higher, was so that you'd be able to see directly into the door of the Heichal when the Kohen was sprinkling the blood of the Parah Aduma. And Now we understand the halachic technicality of exactly how high these grades and platforms are made. All of this is about the Red Heifer Temple Heights line of vision.
The Gemara has a, you have a diagram in the Gemara, you know, and the Gemara had a whole argument on it.